Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Elizabeth Poff. She is not only a Channel Seed Pro, but she's also the owner of Golden Acre Ag, which is based in Henry County near Newcastle in East Central Indiana. And I don't have any updated harvest progress numbers from USDA, Elizabeth, because, well, USDA, kind of like the federal government, they've been on shutdown mode here since October 1st. So no numbers in terms of progress for harvest to pass along, but I'm kind of curious from you how harvest progress is coming along in your neck of the woods and what you're seeing there in East Central Indiana in terms of harvest, Elizabeth.
Yes, as far as harvest progress in East Central Indiana, I would say a lot of guys got a good jump on things. There's been a lot of soybeans ran. Now, that being said, things have been eerily dry in our area. I know a lot of guys are concerned about making sure fire extinguishers are around or water's around just because we have been so dry, for things to potentially get hot and cause fires. That being said, we've been able to get into a lot of soybeans. Unfortunately, though, the moisture in those soybeans has dropped out quite a bit. You know, it's not uncommon to hear guys say they're running them even down 8-9%, which we don't love to hear because we're giving up yield there on the table, but getting the soybean crop out. So that being said, we did just get some much needed rain in my territory yesterday. You know, in my specific area, we're pushing close to 2 inches farther south of me. As you get down into Rush, Shelby, Bartholomew, you know, they're pushing more 2 to 3 inches. And then when you get north, even just north in Henry County, unfortunately, those folks, you know, are more seeing just a couple tenths to 8 tenths at best. So they'll still be able to keep running here. Might be a little slimy for folks south of me today. But overall, I would say we have had a really good jump on soybean harvest. A lot of guys have dived into the corn and or just getting started. So, and really what I've been hearing, CJ, it just kind of depends where you're at geography wise. We've been so sporadic with rainfall this season, especially as we talk July, August, September. You know, there's some really good stuff out there, and then there's some really poor stuff, and it just really comes down to geography.
Well, Elizabeth, I'm kind of curious, you mentioned the geography and how things are varying from not just county to county, but from field to field. And that's something I'm hearing from a lot of different farmers all across the state. But how are yields looking in and around the Henry County area?
Yeah. So you hit the nail on the head there, CJ. I mean, it's within a square mile of each other, depending on how the rain fell. We had a lot of moisture early. We kind of had a little bit of a challenging spring, you know, from a seed dealer standpoint. We had more replant this year. We had more, taking seed out of the shed for not the first time, but the second time. And some cases, even as much as we hate to admit it, the third time. So we did have a little bit of a rough start to the spring, depending on where you were at. But once we got going, we had plenty of moisture, excess moisture, and then started to get dry in the later part of the season. Yield reports, like I said, they've been all over the board. I've got guys that are tickled pink. They're running, beans and corn that are on par with what they had last year, if not a tick better. I've got guys who say, hey, you know, we're under where we were last year, and in some areas by quite a bit, to where it's really going to cause some heartburn, especially with where we're at on grain prices. And, there's definitely going to have to be some planning involved moving forward for a lot of folks.
Chatting with Elizabeth Poff. She is the owner of Golden Acre Ag. She's a Channel Seed Pro based out of Henry County in East Central Indiana. And you mentioned that variability. I'm curious what kind of disease pressures. You mentioned the drought stress. I know that we've heard of green stem syndrome impacting soybeans as well. But I'm curious, are there any specific disease pressures, any sort of pressures that have been more of a challenge this year than in years past that you've seen in your neck of the woods, Elizabeth?
Yeah, great question. You know, that disease pressure piece is always something that we have to manage every year as farmers on each individual operation, because we don't know how it's going to affect us. A lot of it depends on the weather, depends on where you're at geography wise. This year, especially on the corn side, we didn't see as much disease pressure as we did last year. You know, in East Central Indiana, CJ, last year we got annihilated with tar spot in a big way. This year, we had tar spot. It didn't come in until really, really late, so it didn't have the impact like it did last year. Now, one thing I do want to call out that some folks had to deal with was southern rust in corn. That actually, on my territory, there was some of it in more of the southern part, but that disease there, it's not one that we get every year, but when we do get it, it can be just as devastating as tar spot and really knock out that top end yield out of some of the corn. And in terms of soybeans, you mentioned some green stems. You know, hey, as guys got rolling this fall, the beans, they didn't quite look dry because they still had some green stems. They were still holding on to some leaves. But when you got into them, they were the beans themselves were dry. They just were cutting a little rough because they were still green stemmed. And, you know, it was one of those things where you had to make a judgment call of, hey, am I going to go ahead and try to run them at the risk of plugging the head and causing myself some headache to capture that moisture there, or are we going to wait and let them completely dry out? And then you run the risk of going in there and running them real low, you know, around 7, 8, 9%. So we had some decisions to make this fall, but I would say majority of guys have gotten through that part on the soybeans and are closing the end of the chapter on their soybean harvest and looking at corn.
So Elizabeth, I'm going to put you on the spot. Since we don't have updated harvest progress numbers from USDA, can you give me kind of top of your mind what in terms of a number between 0 and 100 in terms of percentage of corn and soybeans harvested in your area? What percentage of corn has already been harvested to this point? What percentage of soybeans in your estimation have already been harvested at this point?
I would start by saying I don't have the reach that the USDA has, but in my geography on soybeans, you know, we're probably looking at close to 70% of soybeans that have been harvested. And on corn, much less, right? I'd say 20 to maybe 30% of corn that has been ran so far, just with the lack of moisture. Our dry down on corn has been pretty dry, so guys are in there able to get in there and get it out. Same thing on soybeans. So far we've been, in my opinion, kind of a fast-paced harvest here early. We'll see what the weather does. I know we got a rain day yesterday that kept everybody out of the fields, and we'll keep some out today, but I look for it to start back up and go about the same speed as we have been, depending on the weather. You know, one thing that we always try to keep in mind at the end of the day is yields and things will be what they will be, but just keep safety top of mind and make sure everybody comes home at night. You know, a lot of big machinery moving around, always look twice. And I just wish and hope that everybody has a safe and bountiful harvest and everybody gets home at night to their families. Cause at the end of the day, you know, CJ, that's what it's all about. We're all out here trying to leave a farming legacy and enjoy the time with our families.
Once again, Elizabeth Poff, the owner of Golden Acre Ag. She's a Channel Seed Pro based out of Henry County near Newcastle, East Central Indiana. And Elizabeth, thank you so much for your time and sharing some insights on harvest progress in your area here on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, CJ.